Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington. We are going to be enjoying organ jazz on this Dr. Jazz Hour. First, I'll give you listeners a short history. Fats Waller learned to play the organ for his church before he learned to play the piano. Well, his father was the pastor. Waller made the first jazz organ recordings in the 1930s. Count Basie picked up the organ from Waller and made a few recordings on it with his swing band in the late 1930s. The first bona fide jazz organist appeared in 1949 with Wild Bill Davis and again with Jimmy Smith in 1956 and Jack McDuff in 1960. Now there are many jazz organists. Let's start today's organ jazz with the most famous of all, Jimmy Smith, and a sextet on Papa's Got a Brand New Bag from his Damn album of 1995. Smith was born near Philadelphia in 1925. Brother Jack McDuff from Champaign, Illinois, born in 1926, is next from his Brother Jack album of 1960, doing Mac and Duff with a quartet.
around the back. Thank you.
You've got the Dr. Jazz Hour going on your radio, and the doctor is playing all organ jazz today. Another organist from Philadelphia is Jimmy McGriff, born in 1936. He did the album Blue to the Bone with Al Gray on trombone and a quintet in 1988, and you'll hear After the Dark. Joey DeFrancesco is not only a fine organist, but a very good singer, too, born in 1971 in Springfield, Pennsylvania. Here he is from the 2001 album Singin' and Swingin' with Cole Porter's You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. Richard Groove Holmes, born in 1931 in Camden, New Jersey, is next, with Antonio Carlos Jobim's How Insensitive, recorded in 1978. Thank you.
So nice by the fire, with a breeze on high, singing a lullaby. You'd be all, baby, I ever could desire. Under the stars, chilled by the winter, under an August moon, burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be off there like paradise to come home to and love. Thank you.
We're digging on the organ and jazz on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Our next featured organist is Dr. Lonnie Smith, born in 1942 in Lackawanna, New York. Here he is playing on Lou Donaldson's Bag of Jewels from the album Midnight Creeper of 1968. Lou Donaldson alto, Blue Mitchell trumpet, George Benson guitar, and Idris Muhammad on drums. Next up is a lady organist, Shirley Scott, and our fourth organist from Pennsylvania, born in 1934. They must love the organ in Philadelphia. Here she is playing the standard, Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You, written by Don Redman and Andy Razoff in 1929, from the album The Shirley Scott Trio of 1960.
Thank you.
It's Organ Jazz Day on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Mel Ryan was born in Indianapolis in 1936. Here he is on the Herb Ellis album Roll Call of 1991, playing the organ on Just Blue, Herb Ellis on guitar, and Jake Hanna on drums. Often there is no bass player on organ jazz recordings, with the organist covering the bass part. Here's Richard Groove Holmes again, playing on Lou Rawls' 1962 album Black and Blue on Every Day I Have the Blues. And let's finish today's organ jazz program with another one by Joey DeFrancesco, this time an instrumental from the same album, Did You Hear Him Holler? ¶¶
The blues every day I have the blues. When you see me worrying, baby, it's 'cause it's you I hate to lose. Don't nobody love me, don't nobody seem to care. Nobody loves me, no, nobody seems to care. You talk about heart and trouble, I've had my share. It seems to me that every day I have the blues. Every day I have the blues. You see me worrying, baby, it's 'cause it's you I hate to lose.
Thank you. dollar.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.